Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 14th, 2024. I'm Joe Underko. This week we will take a quick look back at the opening weekend on the gridiron in the President's Athletic Conference last week, while also previewing Week 2 games this Saturday. Four PAC football powers, all of whom are receiving national top 25 votes, rolled to impressive Week 1 victories. Defending champion and number 10 ranked Grove City shut out rival Geneva 41-0, while number 20 ranked Carnegie Mellon also blanked Teal 58-0. Washington and Jefferson defeated St. Vincent 59-6, while Case Western Reserve won at Waynesburg 41-7. The game of the week took place at Bethany, as Allegheny improved to 1-0 by edging the homestanding Bison 20-14. PAC Player of the Week honors in Week 1 went to W&J senior quarterback Jacob Pugh on offense after a 6-TD passing performance. Bethany junior defensive end Amarian Williams on defense with 15 tackles, including 5.5 for losses and 3 sacks against Allegheny. And junior kicker-punter Devin Wyatt of W&J on special teams, going 8-for-8 on extra points and averaging 41.5 yards per punt. Top newcomer was Bethany freshman quarterback Brett Phillips, with 2 TD passes and a team-high 87 yards rushing. Westminster, which had the opening weekend off, opens its 2024 season at home at Harrelbury Stadium in New Wilmington. The Titans host 0-1 Waynesburg at 1 p.m. Westminster has won 8 of the last 10 meetings with the Yellow Jackets, including a 31-20 victory last season. Drawing the Week 1 bye in 2024 has been challenging, says veteran Titan head coach Scott Benzel, putting his team at a disadvantage heading into Saturday's contest.
They have a big advantage. They played a Week 1 game, so I expect them to play their best game. They're very physical. They're always well-coached, and we're going to have to play a really clean football game, which is, again, challenging because this is our opening game, and there's some nerves associated with that. We've got a lot of new faces in our lineups, too.
Allegheny looks to improve to 2-0 as the Gators welcome 0-1 St. Vincent to Frank Fuhrer Field in Meadville at 1 p.m. The teams played a nail-biter in Latrobe a year ago, with the Bearcats edging the Gators 23-19 to take a 2-1 lead in the all-time series. Second-year Allegheny head coach Braden Lair talks about the importance of getting an opening week win under his team's belt.
It is not easy to win a college football game, and it's even more difficult to win one on the road. So to get that done in Week 1, you know, it was a wideout for them. There was a lot of excitement and energy down there in West Virginia. Extremely pleased with our guys finding a way to come back 1-0. That's ultimately the goal. The number one goal every single week on our goal board is win the scoreboard by plus one or more.
0-1 Teal looks to rebound from its Week 1 loss by hosting another conference heavyweight as the Tomcats host 1-0 Washington and Jefferson under the lights at Alumni Stadium in Greenville at 7 p.m. It's the 77th all-time meeting between the programs dating back to 1896. W&J has dominated the series with wins in 40 of the past 41 matchups since 1982, with the lone Tomcat win in that time being a 38-35 victory in Washington in Teal's PAC title season of 2005. Third-year Tomcat head coach Sam Bauman previews the matchup against W&J.
Coaching staff schemes you up. I know it's a new staff, but they did some really good things against St. Vincent. That hasn't taken a step back. So, you know, they find the weakness. They find areas that they can challenge you, and they do it. And they get alignments matched up well. They do some stuff that, you know, you watch the game after, you're like, yeah, that's just really good coaching.
In other Week 2 PAC action, 1-0 Carnegie Mellon kicks off its home opener at Gesling Stadium in Pittsburgh at 1 p.m. against 0-1 Geneva. The series dates back to 1907, with the Tartans holding a 24-7-1 all-time series lead over the Golden Tornadoes, including a 31-0 shutout victory in 2023. Finally, Case Western Reserve hosts its home opener under the DeSanto Field lights in Cleveland at 7 p.m. as the 1-0 Spartans host 0-1 Bethany. The Bison lead the all-time series 14-9, but Case has won 8 straight meetings against Bethany, with the last Bison win over the Spartans being a 25-14 final in Cleveland during the 2014 season. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league information. You can also follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.